Tyson Slosky, the head coach with the Olds Grizzlies.
Tyson, you guys have won three in a row for the first time all season. Overall, you know, how refreshing has this been to see success coming for this team?
Yeah, I mean, winning's obviously the best, and it's a lot of fun when you can put together a few in a row like we have, and hopefully we can keep it up against a really good Calgary team tonight.
You bet. How did you grade your season-long, month-long road trip? You managed to pull out 3-4-1 on it, which, you know, in the end, about 500 on a road trip like that has to be, you know, pretty close to a nice bar for success. How did you think you guys did on that trip, and how do you think that maybe has helped you, you know, propel forward here?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough road trip with, like, a lot of good teams that we played. And to be honest, I thought we played really well in all of the games for the most part. Obviously, a couple maybe that not so much. But I think just overall our game's coming together, and we're playing a very disciplined game right now. And it's given us a chance in majority of our games. And that's all we can ask for. We kind of challenged our players to be 500 for the rest of the way, way back against Devon when we played them. And I think we are actually exactly 500 since then, and it's been a good bar to try to go to, and I think we've done a great job at it.
You bet. You've obviously offensively had a lot of success from your rookies in Jordan St. Louis and Ryder Rydell, and they've been recognized by the league as a result. Both of them have had, you know, nice stretches with point streaks here. When you watch the two of them together, why do you think they work so well as a tandem?
Yeah, I mean, they're both great players. I think two things for me, number one is probably their compete level and their tenacity and their willingness to battle and get into dirty areas and win pucks is probably the number one thing. And then the second thing is they just kind of feed off each other. They're both smart hockey players and can make a lot of plays together because of their hockey IQ. And I think when you combine that with their compete level, some good things have happened for them.
In net, obviously, Cole Preluski has a background with you and has come here and, you know, hit the ground pretty much running. He's now, I think it's 7 straight games with a save percentage over .920. And the last 3 obviously got him player of the week for allowing 1 goal in 3 straight games here now. When you have a goaltender back there that's playing the way he is, how does that stabilize the rest of your team?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes us look a lot better defensively at times, and it just gives you reassurance back there if you do make a mistake that your goalie's going to come up big and make big saves, and he's done a tremendous job for us in the whole season that he's been with us so far, and we're hoping he can do it again here tonight against Calgary.
When's the first time you remember seeing him play, and how do you think he's grown since then?
Yeah, the first time I saw him play was way back at U15 when I was coaching in Airdrie, and he's a really good goalie then, and then I got to coach him both at the U17 and the U18 levels at CIHA there, and I think Cole is just one of the more prepared players I've come across, and he's very detail-oriented and does everything he can to be prepared, and you see that every single day, whether it's a practice or a game day. And I think the biggest thing for him where he's come a long way is he's always been really good mentally, and you just see that. It doesn't really matter if a puck beats him that he thinks he should have had or he makes a great save. He just has that same calm demeanor at all times, and he's a competitor. He wants to win, and he's done a tremendous job for us.
You bet. He also has great puck playing abilities, and you know, talking with him a week ago there just about communicating with the defense, but again, he's joining a new crew of defensemen, so what have you seen as they try and develop a rapport as to whether he's going to leave it, whether he's going to play it, how it's going to work?
Yeah, I think both Cole and Sandy have done a great job with playing the puck, and it fits into how we want to play structurally. We're set up to retrieve a lot of pucks and a lot of pucks that should get to our goaltender, so it's something that we practice all the time. And I think the biggest thing, like you mentioned, is just the communication, ensuring that everyone knows where they need to be. But it's something we practice almost every single day, and I think it's allowed us to exit our zone a lot quicker when Cole or Sandy are able to get a touch on it.
You bet. When you've got a goaltender that's on a heater like this, how do you, keep your tandem, your other goaltender, engaged and ready for when he needs to go, in this case, Corbin?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's difficult. Every player, and Corbin included, wants to play, and he's a very competitive person, and I think he has done a tremendous job just understanding that, yeah, Cole's playing really well right now. And I think for Corbin, the biggest thing is just his practice habits, his practice details. He's done a tremendous job in practice, and we know when he goes in the net, he's going to be ready to go. And the other thing Corbin does is he's a tremendous teammate, and he supports Cole and encourages him. And and he'll be ready to go when his name gets called.
But the goaltender, and you know, obviously gets a lot of, much like a quarterback in football, a lot of the praise when things go well. But what else have you seen from your team in these last three games that are players playing their roles or little things and details that have led to team success?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is just like how we're defending right now. Like we're defending hard, and we're making it hard on teams to enter our zone with speed and forcing them to chip a lot of pucks in or forcing them to make high-end plays, and it's really slowing teams down. And that's probably the biggest thing. I think the other thing is like we've had some players just step up and really contribute on a defensive side of things, and whether that's a Noah Kelly or a Nan Bobel or a Jordan Wales, like guys are buying into how they need to play defensively, and it's leading to some team success.
Excellent. You have a couple of APs in the lineup tonight, Braden Hordichuk up front, and then Reed Soper on the blue line. Tell us a little bit about those two.
Yeah, both high-end players at U18. Hordichuk's played one game with us already, and he was excellent in our Drumheller win, and he plays a heavy game. He's smart. He's disciplined. And he can make plays too. He has a bunch of skill, and we're really excited to see him again in our lineup today. And then Soper, a high-end puck-moving D-man that can defend, and that's probably the biggest thing, is he's really good defensively, and he's got some experience in the Western League this year, so I don't think this will be nervous times for him. I think he's going to be able to jump into our lineup and contribute right away.
When you guys returned from that road trip, you had the biggest crowd of the season here. What was that like to be able to play what was a very intense game versus Bonneville, come out with a win, and then, you know, be able to maybe take a look around and see the support you guys received that night?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome to see the community support us as well as they did last week there, and it was really nice for us to be able to get a win and in that game, and hopefully the community continues to support us throughout the rest of the season here.
You guys have tied your win total from last year. I think you've eclipsed the point total. The playoffs are still there, but obviously tonight's game is, you know, crucial to get 2 points in regulation time. Just how can you guys do that against the Calgary Canucks tonight?
Yeah, like you said, it's a very big game for us to kind of give us a chance at the playoffs there. And I think for us, it's just they're a highly skilled team that really likes to enter clean and really likes to make a lot of plays off the rush. And if we can limit clean entries for them, I think we'll have a chance.
Excellent. We'll keep it going, Tyson. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very much.